Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough. So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player plan.
That sounds grave today. Is there something going on? John and Ken show.
Oh,
no?
No.
Everything okay?
I just feel dramatic. That's all.
You check your phone. Do you see your text?
Tony Dow dad.
Well,
again,
I may be a day later saying the same thing, but it happened.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. Well, I figured. I mean,
do we know if it's official, though, or it's mistake?
The son apparently is taking over the family communications.
From the wife who mistakenly.
Yeah. You know, so
she walked away, thought he was a goner, but apparently he was still breathing.
Well, it's kind of a technicality. Yeah. You know, once you're in hospice,
it's a matter of days, hours. Yeah. Minutes.
You know, people quibble over details.
But we didn't check the ghoul pool, did we, Ray? I don't think we did.
He says no one had it.
No one had it.
Yeah, that would have been forgot about it. The 1950s TV show. And
yeah. Most really of the people watching that show are already gone, so.
You think he was still living off residuals from Leave It to Beaver?
He was in a lot of stuff.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he had a career.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Like Tom Cruise career?
You just get, really? You, oh yeah, bigger. No, you just get known for stuff, you know, and then you can do 100 other things, but you get known for something that locks.
Yeah, then you just make appearances.
Minds.
Oh, look at that. The Leave It to Beaver guy's coming to town. $10 a ticket.
Yeah, he was in he was in movies or TV shows or produced or something like that.
Hold on.
What happened?
My voice is coming back to me again. I can't stand it.
Your voice
down
is
the
coming.
Station, turn down the headphones or turn you down.
Me is coming back to you?
Echoing? No, I'm coming back to me through your headphones. That's what happens every day. It's my own voice. It echoes.
How do you know it's through my headphones?
And I know that would drive you crazy if you had that. I know it would, because you don't even like it when you can't hear yourself. But normally I have it turned down pretty low, but because I can't control it. I can only control it on my end. Well, you'd have to do me a favor and turn down your headphones on your end, and you don't do that because you're deaf. So
no, I turned it down.
Okay, that's better. I don't hear it now. Yeah, and also it kind of...
Maybe it's because you're hollow up there.
I have a hollow voice. It's like being in the canyon. The Mega Millions, John, we're all losers. You never did buy a ticket, right?
No, I forgot as soon as I left yesterday. Tim told me where the place, where the gas station is, or the convenience store, and I was going to stop, and I immediately forgot. Because I'm a goldfish.
But you have another chance for Friday.
Yeah, I know. And at this point, I've saved some money because I keep missing the big drawing days. So that's more money for me.
Oh, so the day you finally remember is going to be the day you win.
Yeah, well, that's the strategy.
That's how it works.
I'm going to hold out until the day I win. But there's no point betting on the days I lose. Be silly, right? It's a waste of money.
Yeah. So now it's crossed $1 billion. What do you think of that? It's only the third time history.
I don't know. a little tiny fraction of that would be fine. All these billionaires can't spend their money, so it just becomes a...
Right, you don't get near
that scoreboard
much.
Game, yeah. It's not,
you take the lump sum, you take out the taxes, it's still a hefty amount of money, but you're not going to be left with $1 billion.
I saw something the other day because, so many journalists hate billionaires, right? So they try to denigrate these guys, and in any subtle way they can. And there was an article about Mark Zuckerberg, and... who should be denigrated, but they were trying to taunt him by saying, he lost $64 billion because the Facebook stock has taken the big dive. And now he's only got $61 billion left. And it was meant to be a diss. And I'm looking at that. It's like, do you realize what you wrote? He only has $61 billion left. Wow.
Did you say he lost half?
Yeah, yeah.
Half of his fortune?
The,
wow.
The Meta stock has collapsed because Facebook's growth has stalled out. Their customer use has stalled out. And, they bet on the future. And the future looks... Oh, and his stupid metaverse idea apparently is many years away and it's going to cost billions of dollars to implement, if it can be implemented. You know, a lot of that, like everything else, is just holy hype. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but I cracked up at this because I kind of identified with this. He was holding one of these company-wide meetings on Zoom. I guess there were some people in person, some people on Zoom. You could send in a recorded question or email a question. And so he decided to take one. And the first question was from some loser at the Chicago office who wanted to know if the extra days off were going to remain in effect for 2023. They gave out extra days off for COVID and bonus days just because of the stress everyone's suffering from, right? And apparently Zuckerberg read this question and his face all pruned up and he started getting really, really nasty and saying, there's a lot of people working here who shouldn't be.
Oh, you can see he's getting prickly because he's losing his fortune.
Yeah, and he says,
you lash out at people.
There's not going to be extra days off next year. And actually, we've got to all put in more hours here, okay? We're in trouble, and we've got to work harder and put in more hours. And you could just see that. And there's a lot of people like that. All they want to know, in fact, they do this in job interviews. You're having the job interview, and there's always people go, well, how much vacation time? Well, that's all. Is there any way to get more than that?
From the book of no-nos. You don't ask about vacation time during a job interview.
I know. So this guy.
What kind of benefits do you have? Do I get daddy leave?
So this guy wants indefinite COVID vacation.
Oh. Could they track him and fire him on the spot?
I hope so.
To know who it was?
I hope so. Because I just loved when Zuckerberg said, there's a lot of people that shouldn't be working here.
Because he should lay them off.
Well, I think he's going to if things keep going the way they're going. Man. Because apparently TikTok has grabbed a lot of their business. And, and another thing that hurt their business, Apple on your phone installed these new privacy settings that completely destroyed Facebook's advertising revenue. Like they lost $10 billion last year because it doesn't allow advertisers to track all the other websites you go to. It's called cross-tracking. It's so one advertiser can see what else you are visiting on the internet. And so Apple came up with a setting that says, no, nobody can know. And this cost Facebook $10 billion. And so they're reeling from that, too.
Huh.
And so he's pissed off. And the little wiener guy in Chicago, instead of like coming up with something practical that might help the company, it's like, hey, can we have the extra COVID vacation again next year? It's like, I'd fly to Chicago and drag him out myself.
There was a winning ticket purchased in lovely Baker, California. Baker, I believe. It's in San Bernardino County. Isn't that where the big temperature clock is on your way to Vegas?
The big thermometer, yeah.
The big thermometer. Somebody has a ticket worth $3 million. because they got most of the numbers.
That means they could
match five of the six.
They could own Baker.
The country store in Baker. Yeah, right.
They could own the whole million town.
Now, as a special feature today, John, I know you're going to love this. I can't wait. We're going to take calls from people how they're going to spend the money if they win. Yes, what are your dreams?
Good, that's a good idea.
I have a short list. Would you like to hear my short list? Number one, I'm going to pay off California's public employee pension debt. That's what I'm going to do with some of the money. I'm going to donate to the Gavin Newsom presidential campaign.
Oh, great.
It's another plan I have.
That's a good idea.
I am also going to give money to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's presidential campaign, which is coming. The Joe Biden Dementia Fund is another one on my list. These are wonderful things.
You know,
that
just shows what a good heart you have.
That's right.
Just your generosity.
I care. I'm going to give all my money to charity if I win, but I have to pick out certain charities.
Yeah, well.
All right. When we come back, pretty much the first thing we do is give you another word. It's a keyword. You're not going to win $1 billion, but you could win $1,000, and I think your chances are probably better.
Yeah, this one's easier.
And it's easier. That's right. You find out sooner, too. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
We got another great talk. We got another great monkey story coming later this hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
And we will be talking to a real estate guy from San Bernardino County. He would like the county to secede from the state of California and be known as the state of empire. Why, you get it in an empire?
Yeah, right.
Empire?
Yeah, but just San Bernardino, not Riverside.
No, I said San Bernardino County.
Yeah.
Right. No, so, no. So that's why it's not Inland Empire, you see, because that would be all of the other parts of that. He'll join us at 3:05. A quick reminder, the Moist line is the day after tomorrow, 1-877-MOIST-86. You can also leave a message through the iHeartRadio app with the microphone, 1-877-664-7886. Years ago, I think it was Occupu, L.A., which would be the year 2011. That's stuck in my head forever. That was the year of the Occupy movements.
Yes.
We ran into an El Segundo Times writer who was a real dimwit, Kate Lithicum. She interviewed us when we did that show from the park outside City Hall. Where the
yes.
Wow.
I remember that clearly.
Was she playing stupid, I kept thinking, or was she really this stupid?
Well,
she has resurfaced in an amazing story. In the El Segundo Times today, front page, it is the parallel universe. Californians and other Americans are flooding Mexico City. Some locals want them to go home. And of course, they're white, woke professionals. A lot of them claim they're doing it because it's cheaper there. And it's kind of nice. Some of the neighborhoods of Mexico City are very nice. We like it here. But the article starts out. Fernando Bustos Gozrups was sitting with friends in a cafe here when he realized once again, we're outnumbered. Quote, we're the only brown people. We're the only people speaking Spanish except the waiters. Mm. Oh, no. And that's kind of the theme of the article, that there are tons of Americans, especially since the onset of COVID, because they can work from anywhere, have decided to go to a place where it's cheaper. And I guess the weather is relatively nice. And they're finding out through social media, Mexico City's a nice place to go. So it's not just the visitors and the tourists. It's Americans that take up residence. Apparently, you can stay up to 6 months without a visa.
Sure. And they're doing remote work there.
Yes.
And enjoying life.
They are. And the articles at the front is all full of people that are complaining. One longtime resident walked into a local restaurant, and he had to ask for a menu in Spanish because they gave him one in English right away. You see?
it's the exact mirror of what's been going on in America.
And you know what? And in Southern California and many parts of L.A. for the last, 40 years.
And what's funny?
People feel like they've been pushed out by migrants.
Sure.
And the language takes over. And it's interesting, in this article, they're also complaining because it seems like these white Americans, they don't care about our culture, our language. They don't. They're just here to use us for the cheap cost of living.
Now,
wow!
Now, remember, when
Did it occur to anybody, that's kind of just what's been going on? Maybe they're not richer people that come to Southern California, the migrants, but it's the same sort of experience that locals had They're not integrating. They're not assimilating.
When the migrants were coming in from Mexico in great numbers and people objected to them not speaking English, that signs...
You were considered racist.
That's right. Everybody screamed, that's racist.
Xenophobic.
That's racist. Xenophobic.
You're xenophobic.
And I said, it's just that people naturally are uncomfortable and distrust outsiders who are not like them. That is human nature.
Yes.
And now...
If you feel like they're changing the life you've come to know and everything around you. Right.
And
that's where the uncomfortability comes in. And that's natural for people that lived in Southern California and saw displacement by Spanish-speaking migrants for the last many decades. Now here's a story about Spanish-speaking Mexico City residents that are uncomfortable with the white Americans coming in.
Now, did Kate Linthicum use the term xenophobic response? By the Mexican residents?
I didn't really see that.
No. Did she use the word racist? That there's been a racist reaction among the Mexican citizens towards Americans?
No, but she does mention that Mexico has kind of a caste system. You see, the whiter or lighter-skinned Mexicans are treated better than the darker-skinned Mexicans. And now with the extra white people there, it's even worse.
Get it? Yeah, no,
The guy does say Mexico is classist and racist. So they didn't interview a guy who admitted my country is classist and racist.
but here, people just believe what they believe and don't particularly care what you call them.
No, I don't think so, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's what always cracked me up, because that's what I had read and heard, that in Mexico there's a lot of judgment based on color. And the lighter your skin, the more preference you got. The darker your skin, the harder time you had. And yet here, when Americans objected to all the migration, they got holy hell from all the woke heads, right? There was all this abuse and criticism and name-calling. But this happens in every country on the planet, every single ethnicity, because it's part of human nature to not be comfortable around those who are different, and it takes time. That's why in America, assimilation was the goal. And you have to do that slowly, and you have to take care, you know, with the education process, and you have to protect the language, and you have to protect, you know, the traditions of a country. Because if you just flood the zone, you're going to get a lot of blowback, and then people aren't going to get along, and it can get really ugly.
My take on this has always been the same. It's not the color or even the cultural traditions. It is the language. Once you're surrounded by people who no longer speak your language, and you decide you're not going to try to become fluent in that language, there is a wall that's created. There really is. It's just you just don't feel a connection anymore at all, right?
That's frustrating.
You might as well be from another planet.
No, it gets frustrating. And if you deal with it every day, you know, with clerks in stores or you know, people in restaurants, and after a while, it's all like, come on, I want it to go back to the way it was, which is what these Mexican citizens are saying. You know, we'll take your money, but we don't want you overruling our culture. And they've got every right to want to protect their culture as we do.
Well, but all I'm saying is now they know how some people in Southern California feel when all this went down the last 40 years. But, you know, never written from that perspective here.
No.
Lauren Rodwell is one of the people that Kate Linthicum interviewed. She is 40, moved down there to Mexico City in January. A marketer who works a tech job that is remote. She was tired of living in San Francisco, where every conversation begins with, what do you do? I like being in vibrant cities that have multiple cultures that mix well, where there's good food and good energy and dancing and art. But the best part with this woman comes when you scroll down. Rodwell, who is black, doesn't feel guilty about this gentrification. I kind of feel like, as a person of color from America, I'm so economically disadvantaged that wherever I go and experience advantage or equity, I will take it. Well, that's a really great quote, isn't it? First of all, it sounds like she has a pretty good job. I don't think she's so economically disadvantaged. She lived in San Francisco. She's got some sort of a tech job.
Did you ever run into a tech person from San Francisco who wasn't getting paid well?
Economically disadvantaged.
Economically, boy, oh. It shows you how...
I guess she's saying she'd be further along in tech if she wasn't a black woman.
No, everybody's looking for victim status. That's what it is. People crave victim status because it gives you a higher rung on the social ladder in this inverted universe we live in.
Right.
I just remember not that long ago, the last thing somebody wanted to be known as was a victim. Right? That's like, you don't want to be called a victim. You don't want to think of yourself as a victim. You want to think of yourself who fights, toughs out, and triumphs over whatever terrible thing happened. And then somewhere along the line, I swear to God, I blame all those daytime talk shows that were raging a couple of decades ago, because it became hour after hour after hour spotlight on the victim. And the victims became famous, and they were on television, and they were celebrated. The audience would cheer, and the host would grovel in front of them. And I started watching this. I was like, oh, man, this is sick. This is gross. You don't want to be begging for applause because you're a victim.
The other upstart of the article is that, it is raising the cost of living because the Americans coming to Mexico City have more money, so they're driving up the rents. Another good quote, though, is a chef who apparently was working in a bakery and taking a batch of cookies out of the oven and said, what's really unfair is if we go to the U.S., we're expected to speak English. Really, where would that be?
Well, you know.
For Spanish, press 2.
Yeah, not Los Angeles.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family, not a joke.
I was on the television, I was on the telephone.
Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, I wonder, where the hell is he? And you think I'm joking, I'm not. Turn around and where's the president? What I can't remember it.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarilla.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon, I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Lily's back. Joe has tested negative for COVID. So he made an appearance today to announce he's back, raring and ready to go. He got slammed right in the face with a brand new CNN poll. 75% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning voters want someone else in 2024. That's a big increase. They took this poll earlier this year, and the percentage was around 51. That is a big jump between then and now to 75% say, Joe, step aside.
Go away. There was a headline by some writer in the Washington Post the other day. Quit, Joe, quit.
Oh, the Washington Post.
The Washington Post. And then there was something in the New York Times today from an opinion writer. A similar message. It's like, let's give it up. It's a failed presidency. He's a failed president. And
he's still got a couple years to turn this around. What are you trying to push him out the door already?
Because he's a failure.
But he may turn it around.
You've seen employees. We've had employees. A year and a half goes by. Like, sure, we've had people work here. We've had people work with us, for us here. And a year and a half, you can tell. Guy doesn't have it. He's a dud.
But Joe's been around in politics for 50 years. He's always been a dud.
Well, you can make a good case for that.
I guess he can slide as a senator.
He wasn't. Yes, you can.
It's not like he's new to the scene.
See, as a senator, you're not in charge of anything. You're just one of 100 votes.
Then
right?
You represent Delaware, really.
You're one of 99 other people, and you spend the day talking and arguing and arguing and talking and writing and rewriting. And it's a nonsense job. You don't get great people out of senators.
The poll also showed that 55% of those who are Republican or Republican-leaning registered voters don't want Trump either to run. Not as bad as Biden's landslide, but 55% is significant. That's up from 49% in the poll earlier this year. We have a clip of Biden bragging a bit about how quickly he came back from COVID versus, well, he doesn't say his name.
His predecessor.
Here's the clip. Yeah.
Here's the bottom line. When my predecessor got COVID, he had to get helicoptered to Walter Reed Medical Center. He was severely ill. Thankfully, he recovered.
You don't mean that.
When I got COVID, I worked from upstairs of the White House.
He's reading.
And the office is upstairs.
Yeah.
And for that five-day period. The difference is vaccinations, of course, but also three new tools, free to all and widely available. You don't need to be president to get these tools used.
All right, we're going to end it there because it's the same laundry list.
Another lecture.
I thought he'd be more
nice reading.
Trying to put down Trump.
They are not letting him speak at all off the cuff.
No, and particularly after COVID, which can affect the brain.
Yeah, like you know, one of the long COVID symptoms is brain fog.
Well, how would we know? How would we know? Now, let's move on to Trump, who we mentioned yesterday gave a talk in Washington, D.C., something called America First Policy Institute. It's founded by former Trump people. But he went on a tear. We have a few of the clips. I don't know if it's as impactful as it was in 2016 when he was first running because he was such a new creature on the political scene running for president. But we'll begin with clip one because it's very relevant to us here in Southern California. It's about the homeless.
And then you look at the tents and the homeless and you say, what's happening to this great bastion? Perhaps some people will not like hearing this, but the only way you're going to remove the hundreds of thousands of people and maybe throughout our nation, millions of people we're talking about and help make our cities clean, safe and beautiful again is open up large parcels of inexpensive land in the outer reaches of the cities, bring medical professionals, including doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, drug rehab specialists, build permanent bathrooms and other facilities, make them good, make them hard, but build them fast, and create thousands and thousands of high-quality tents, which can be done in one day. And you have to move people out. Now, some people say, oh, that's so horrible. No, what's horrible is what's happening now. Because now they're in tents, but most of them aren't even tents that function.
Well, he's really good.
Why didn't he do this when he was president then?
Yeah, I know.
Remember, we had Ben Carson on the show. He was the head of HUD or whatever, and they had this thoughts and plans because we were in such dire straits with the homeless here. And I didn't hear this kind of talk.
No. You know what was striking about it? It's the first time in a year and a half that I heard him speak, and he wasn't bitching about the 2020 election.
Apparently he did, too, during the speech.
Oh, I'm sure he did. That. But it used to be wall-to-wall bitching about the 2020 election.
Yes.
And that really is just exhausting. That's one of those things, when I hear it, I just want to scream and scratch my eyes out. It's like, shut up about it. So, you know, there was a little twinge. It's like, yeah, this is the guy that got elected in 2016. You say, you lay out a plan that is absolutely correct and that is going to cause people, all the opponents, to scream bloody murder. Because he's right. That's what you have to do. You have to remove them from the city and give them their care in an isolated area in an intensive way. And if you're going to spend
tents.
If you're going to spend a lot of money, then you spend it on creating like a super city to treat and house the homeless. But right now, what we've got in L.A. is nothing but a big nonprofit scam. Just a bunch of thieves looting our tax money.
This clip, it's a new topic, one that really wasn't around in 2016. How about that fresh material for Trump? It would be about people that have changed genders playing the sport. Men that became women playing women's sports and dominating. Here's Trump with an NBA comparison.
It's so disrespectful to women. And they say it's politically incorrect. It's so disrespectful to women.
So horrible. So unfair. It's so unfair.
I forgot how he repeats.
And I'll tell you what, if I were ever, I'd be the greatest women's basketball coach in history. Because I don't like LeBron James. I like Michael Jordan much better. But I'd go up to LeBron James. It doesn't matter. I'd say, LeBron, did you ever have any desire to be a woman? Because what I'd love you to do is star on my team that I'm building up. I will have the greatest team in history. They'll never lose. Nobody will come within 70 points of this team. Now, we have to change that, and we have to make it okay to talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting if a major NBA star decided to
identify as a
transition.
Woman.
Right, yeah. And just join like the WNBA and
become
dominant.
You've got that happening in colleges where men who've transitioned to become women are dominating swimming or dominating track races.
You know, I forgot about events. Until I read a column by Chris Everett. Remember Renee Richards?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't dominate, though.
No.
But she was a tennis player who transitioned from male to female and played in the women's tour. But she was okay, but she was not she didn't dominate.
High school.
It doesn't always happen.
High school and college athletes who reach an elite level work incredibly hard, and they give up a lot of their childhood or their high school and college social life. And they want to. They put everything they have into it. And then to be denied the reward of winning the race or winning the championship because you have somebody who went from being a woman to a man and suddenly they have a natural biological advantage and you can never beat them, I just think that's wrong. That's unfair.
I'm also fascinated by this because it's the woke people, they should be fighting each other because it's about women and women's sports being given its due recognition versus, trans people who want to be, don't you see the conflict there? It's fascinating to watch this battle between civil war there going on.
Yeah, the woke crowd's turning on each other because you can never be pure enough. And if you've got a daughter who's been fighting her way to try to excel in college sports, and now you hit this roadblock, that's devastating. That's obvious.
We got more coming up.
I this is another one of those debates I can't conceive of. I just don't know how anybody ever imagined this. John and Ken Show, KFI.
No, if you live out in San Bernardino County, you might be interested in the subject coming up at 3:05. How about seceding from the state of California? San Bernardino County becoming its own state called Empire. We'll talk to a real estate guy who's proposing this to the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors. He'll be on the show the news.
I like that it's one guy.
I think he represents others, but
yeah, right, sure, probably.
He made the case, I think, to the Board of Supervisors as just one guy. Yeah, but he's a realtor. Who knows?
I mean, I would like to secede, just personally.
Yes, I know. You want to be a sovereign?
Yes.
There's still people doing that when they get stopped. Driver's license, sir. I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't believe in identity.
Why do I have to obey this artificial construction of a nation or a government?
That's right, a government.
I really do wonder about that sometimes. It's like, I popped up on this planet here through, no fault of my own. I just appeared here. And immediately I am supposed to follow all these rules and laws and traditions and this and that. It's like, well, why is this?
You've gone your own way in a lot of things, I have to say. I wouldn't worry about that.
I know, but still, it kind of irks
me. Your parents' attempts at conventions didn't work on you.
Well, yeah, believe me, it was pretty tough growing up with Polish immigrants.
So we'll talk about Empire.
Conventions.
Yeah, about 3:20, another keyword is coming for your chance at $1,000. And by the way, obviously, the Raising Cane's guy that bought the 50,000 lottery ticket, they didn't win. Saying if they won anything, though, right? They could have won some of the smaller prizes. And who gets that? Does that get distributed among the employees, or how does that work?
That everybody gets 50 cents?
Well, yeah, there are probably some mega balls in there. I think they're worth $4 or something.
Excuse me?
The mega number.
It's called a mega ball?
Well, it comes out. They're little balls that come out of the machine.
Okay. All right.
So I do call it the mega ball.
All right.
Lottery balls. Wow, you are eight. You are really eight.
I know.
I got bad news.
What?
I'm sorry. The county just released its COVID numbers, and we took a big jump today. Oh, well. You know, there was 3,500 reported yesterday. Today, it's 7,316 new cases. And the deaths jumped up to 20 again. But I'm just saying that even though we're not buying this,
I don't believe
this is
numbers.
Barbara Ferrer's metrics.
Right. Well, I don't believe her. So, she's discredited.
Well, they talked yesterday about how the numbers could lead to no indoor mask mandate coming Friday. Today's news is not good.
I talked to a homeless guy on the street. He told me the numbers went down.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said
what numbers?
The case rate numbers, the death numbers.
Hospitalization numbers? He's got an in at the ICU?
The guy was standing on the corner of Santa Monica and Bundy, and I asked him, and he said, no, all the numbers are down. So I believe him.
He's in charge of the health department now?
He's as good a source as Barbara Ferrer, as far as I'm concerned.
Probably. Listen to this. Speaking of government, is there nothing that they don't think of in Sacramento? A state senator by the name of Monique Limon from Santa Barbara has introduced a bill. You ever hear of Transparent California? That was where you can find all the public employee salaries that you'd like to find out about since it's your tax money.
Right.
She wants to do this to private pay. That's right.
Oh, that's wrong.
She wants to publicize the pay at large companies and temp agencies.
But that's that's wrong because that's people's private business.
And to report the breakdowns by gender, race, and ethnicity.
Oh, of course. This is more equity and diversity and inclusion nonsense.
It is.
Do you think that the public wants their pay publicized?
No.
Nobody does.
So your neighbors know how
so you could get robbed?
Oh, that's true, too, if you're at the higher end. I didn't think of that.
So women who are making a lot of money can get attacked?
What about athletes?
What about athletes?
What about
they make a lot of money and their salaries are public.
Yeah, but I think the
team chooses to do that. The league does, right?
Is that part of the union agreement? I don't think that's compelled, is it?
I'm not sure, but I'm
with you. I don't think that athletes should have their salaries revealed. I never understood because I never cared. It wasn't my money. So if they're going to pay LeBron, you know.
It's part of covering the sport, though, to see how much people are paying to hire.
I know, but it always struck me as odd. It's the same thing with actors and actresses. I don't care what they get paid.
Well, there's a website I can go to where I can look up exactly how much a player is making year by year in their contract details.
But my question is that required that has to be disclosed? That's what this bill says. These companies would have to put your pay out there if they have more than 250 employees. They would have to put it out there for everyone to see.
But that's just busybody stuff.
If iHeart decided to publicize our salaries, well, I don't know what we could do about it, but that's their decision.
I think people are entitled to that kind of privacy.
Yeah, and you're right. It is all about equity.
And the reason
we don't have the data, so how do we know how we're doing when it comes to equal pay and equal that?
The cure for that is worse than the original disease. You're going to create all kinds of mayhem.
All right. When we come back,
what an intrusive person, Monique Limon.
Monique Limon from Santa Barbara.
Yeah, does she know there's thousands of people dying in the streets every year? Why doesn't she do something about that? She's doing getting involved in people's private lives, how much money they make, and then they're going to release how much money everybody pays in taxes. Good Lord, that's communist.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to a Rancho Cucamonga realtor or developer, real estate developer, who is proposing that San Bernardino County become its own state. More coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.